This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. The Labor Day weekend is traditionally considered the true start of campaign season. That's when the candidates tend to ramp up their campaigns and voters are more likely to start paying attention to the choices they'll be facing in November. One person who keeps tabs on what's going on year-round in the world of politics is Howard Wilkinson, longtime political watcher and the political reporter for public radio station WVXU in Cincinnati. Howard joins us now on the line. Good to talk with you, Howard.
Yeah, good to be here.
There are five big statewide races, the top of which is governor. And the two major party candidates, Democrat Rich Cordray and Republican Mike DeWine, have been getting a bit of press over the summer. So I actually wanted to spend some time looking down ballot with you. And one of the races that hasn't gotten much traction among the media, well, it's the race to replace DeWine for attorney general. I expected this one to get a little more attention, didn't you?
Yeah, I did too, just because it deals with so many hot button issues and there's so much for, you know, the opposition to run on. You know, they're basically running against Mike DeWine.
In this case, we have Democrat Steve Dettelbach and Republican Dave Yost.
Dettelbach has been out there raising a fair amount of money and trying to get his message out. And one of his messages has been about ECOT, the failed charter school, that scandal, which has touched a whole lot of primarily Republican office holders in Columbus. And he's doing the best he can, but it's very, very hard because the traffic is very heavy, like you say. I mean, the Rich Cordray and Mike DeWine are sucking all the air out of the room.
You mentioned ECOT and the scandal over the failed charter school. The auditor contest has touched on this as well. This pits former Senate President Keith Faber, Republican, against former Congressman Zach Space, the Democrat. Do you think this could become a referendum on the ethical problems in the legislature?
I think the Democrats are doing the best they can to make it into a referendum on that very thing, whether it's ECOT or any a number of other issues, Cliff Rosenberger or the investigation against the former Speaker of the House. I mean, in the case of Space and his opponent, Keith Faber, I mean, Keith Faber took a whole lot of money from ECOT and has returned it. But, you know, it still begs the question of why, you know, why did you take that much money from an organization like this?
The race for Secretary of State in Ohio, I think this one is interesting. It pits two candidates from our neck of the woods up here in Northeast Ohio. But what are the voters really choosing from between here? Because there really doesn't seem to be a striking difference between Republican Frank LaRose and Democrat Kathleen Clyde.
Yeah, I don't see a great deal of difference between the two of them. I think maybe Kathleen Clyde has been a more aggressive advocate of allowing people to vote under any circumstances and has obviously accused the Secretary of State's office of trying to suppress Democratic voters, particularly African-American voters. She's, you know, worked that issue pretty well. Now, you know, her opponent in this thing, Frank LaRose, has also been talking about opening up the process, putting shining light on campaign finance. He almost sounds like a Democratic liberal when he's running around talking about the electoral system.
Finally, for the big five statewide races, there's the race for treasurer. This one's really been below the radar, but the Democrat is from down your way, isn't he?
Yes. He's a very interesting guy, Rob Richardson. He was the chairman of the Board of Trustees at the University of Cincinnati, and he ran for mayor in a primary election with three candidates, and he came in last. But David Pepper, the chairman of the Ohio Democratic Party, has always liked Rob Richardson and thought that he would make a great statewide candidate, and particularly because of the fact that he is African-American, and he's the only African-American out there on the ticket.
We've been talking with Howard Wilkinson, political reporter for WVXU in Cincinnati, about the 2018 campaign season. Howard, thanks for chatting, and enjoy the ride.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.